Students across Nova Scotia will be back in the classroom on Monday, and the education minister says government is as prepared as it can be to respond to any challenges that may arise. Earlier this week, Premier Tim Houston said there could be staffing issues as a result of COVID-19 that could see some schools close. Asked about that on Thursday, the Minister for Education says the system is ready. We're putting plans in place province-wide and at a school level to make sure we're prepared as well as we possibly can be to respond to whatever operational challenges that Omicron poses, explained Minister Becky Druhan. But at the end of the day, we'll deal with those challenges as they arise. Druhan also says supplies are on the way to schools aimed at keeping staff and students safe, including 3-ply masks and rapid tests. But the Nova Scotia Teachers Union continues to raise concerns about the return to the classroom. In a release Thursday, President Paul Wozni again questioned the lack of contact tracing in schools, the issue he said is most pressing for teachers. With only one workday until the resumption of in-person learning, we are requesting that government clarify what teachers should expect when a student reports being COVID positive to a school, Wozni wrote. Wozni added that he felt conflicted messaging from the province, that the pandemic situation is grave, but schools are safe. The union also pointing out that Pay and New Brunswick have again delayed a return to in-person learning. Other provinces, including Ontario, will send students back to the classroom on Monday.